98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Milwaukee County Executive and gubernatorial candidate David Crowley says he wants to make sure no Wisconsin communities are left behind. Recently, he appeared on Civic Media's WXCO morning show. Here's Civic Media's Isabella Nieto.
Crowley said his experience sharing an office in the state capitol helped him gain rural perspective.
One of those individuals that I shared an office with was Don Vruwink, who we both came in together. But he represented smaller municipalities, small town, rural Wisconsin through and through.
Vruwink represented District 43 in the state assembly, which includes Whitewater, Milton, and parts of Edgerton and Janesville. Crowley says he wants to listen and build relationships with communities across the state.
By sharing that office, it gave me an opportunity to learn a little bit more about rural life, what's going on with our agricultural industry, what some of our family farms are going through.
Crowley was one of seven candidates to enter the Democratic field for governor. He said during his time on the campaign trail, he's hearing constituents' biggest concerns.
Well, the biggest issue is the affordability crisis, right? I think if you are making more money today, you're still getting less than you ever have before. And so no matter where I go in this state, people are asking, you know, how are we going to tackle this affordability crisis?
Crowley said he wants to figure out how to make sure the government can provide services for those who need it.
While a lot of the economic uncertainty and a lot of these chaos policies that are coming out of Washington, D.C. are driving these costs up, it doesn't mean that we can't figure out ways to tackle this issue here locally.
Crowley will appear on the ballot in the August primary, and the winner of the primary will advance to the November general election. I'm Isabella Nieto.
An Oneida Nation company has terminated a $3.9 million contract to help construct Immigration and Custom Enforcement, or ICE, detention facilities. Oneida Nation Chairman Tahassie Hill said in a press conference last week that neither he nor the nine-member Oneida Business Committee were aware of the ICE contract. Hill called it a business venture that, quote, does not align with the nation's values, our culture, or who we are. WLUK Fox 11 first reported that the Oneida environmental and global firm Stanek won a contract to work with ICE. Jeff House, the Oneida ESC CEO, apologized during the press conference for giving the contract the go-ahead without first consulting with the business committee. 60 people will be out of work when a Manitowoc plant that manufactures gaskets, packing, and sealing devices closes permanently. A WARN notice filed with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says United Piston Ring will begin layoffs on March 6th. The plant will close completely by June 30th. The company says it is restructuring its manufacturing footprint and capacity. Every January, the 24-hour gyms and fitness centers see a rush of people trying to keep New Year's resolutions to get fit, lose weight, or just be more active. The Winnebago County Public Health Department says no need to do that. They have the Wellness Plus Healthy Aging classes. It's a solution for safe, healthy activities for an aging population. Ashley Beatty Locken is the Wellness Plus program coordinator for Winnebago County Public Health.
Our programs, all the ones that we offer, are evidence-based, which means they've been researched, they've been tested, and they have been proven to improve the lives of people that are aging. So there is science behind the classes. Like Strong Bodies, for example, is a strength training class, and it's been proven to increase bone density and muscle mass.
Classes are specifically designed to help those 55 and older, but are open to all ages. The classes are specifically designed to help those 55 and older, but are open to all ages. Classes are held in 8 locations across the county and have no fee to register. The Winnebago County Public Health Department requests an optional $15 donation to cover materials for the 10 to 12 week class series.
I mean, those donations go back to our health department for getting new weights, getting leaders trained, you know, keeping up on CPR and certifications and things like that. So really what you're donating goes right back into the program.
For information on the classes, see our story at WISS.FM. An 11-year-old Appleton girl is honored as a hero for her quick, calm action in response to a medical emergency at home. Josie Pethin was homesick from school when her mother had a cardiac emergency. Josie immediately knew something was wrong, contacted nearby family members, called 911, and followed the dispatch CPR instructions to begin life-saving efforts on her mother. This week, the Appleton Police, Fire Department, and the Mayor's Office awarded Pethin with certificates and challenge coins, saying, quote, Josie reminds us that heroes don't always wear uniforms. Sometimes they're 11 years old and answer the call when it matters the most. Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks in San Fran tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Golden State Warriors. At the Chase Center in San Francisco, the Bucks coming off a win over the Kings, the Warriors in a one-point loss to the Clippers after head coach Steve Kerr was ejected from the game. Men's college hoops, Wisconsin with a win at home over UCLA, 80-72. Nick Boyd with 20 points, 8 rebounds, says lately the Badgers get no respect.
I feel like, you know, over these last couple weeks, man, like we just been getting pushed around too much. And that's the mentality we carrying with us for the rest of the year. I mean, we get pushed, we stepping right back up. So we get knocked down, we getting right back up.
NFL, the Packers and the Bears, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Soldier Field in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love against Caleb Williams. Meeting for the third time this season, the winner advances, the loser goes home.
Yes, it's a big game, but it is just another game to get to where we want to go.
That's Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little fog this morning, then we will see a little sunshine here later today. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy with a high right around 36 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to around 30 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light rain in the afternoon and a high right around 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.